Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The latest figures that we have show that nearly half the population have health insurance, and for many people it's that time of year again when so many are getting their renewal notices. But we've got price increases announced by all of the three insurers. How much more will you be paying, and could a new entrant into the market bring about more competition? Well, for more on this, Dermot Good is here from totalhealthcover.ie, which is part of the Lockton Group. Dermot, you're very welcome.
Good morning.
It's a challenging time because of those price increases, isn't it?
It is, and in fact, you know, you could actually describe it now as a perfect storm in terms of everything negative that could be happening in the market for health insurance consumers is actually happening. So we've all three insurance companies have now passed on or are passing on their second increase this year. The averages vary from 3.5% to 6.5%. But Claire, when I look down through some of the plans, some plans will go up by 10%. And then what people are forgetting is there was already increases back in January, March and April. When you combine the two increases, some plans will go up by 15 to 24%. Mm. So there is a lot of, let's just say, a lot of people are going to struggle to afford those increases.
Absolutely.
And then we benefits being cut, we plans being retired. So a lot going on at the moment.
A lot of changes. And then with Laya, they have been bought over by AXA, the car insurance company. Now, will they be offering discounts to their motor and home insurance customers on the health side? Do we know that yet?
Okay, so here's the thing. They won't be allowed to offer any extra discounts on health insurance. And the law basically only allows the insurance companies to pass on a discount of a maximum of 10%. And that tends to be restricted to the big corporate clients who pay health insurance for all their employees. It will be interesting to see what AXA will do. I've no doubt they're going to look at bundled offerings over time, where they might say to you that if you have your health insurance with us, we might be able to give you discounts on your car or your motor insurance. And it'll be interesting to see, because AXA globally have a lot of experience in the health arena. It'll be interesting to see if they bring any other innovations or new products to market. Probably early days yet. We're expecting some developments in that space in early next year.
Mm-hmm. And Aviva then, used to sell health insurance and they're set to return. Will that bring about more competition?
I expect it definitely will. I mean, it has to. If this new entrant, we're expecting them to launch sometime towards the end of the year, but there's no details available yet. But Claire, they have to get critical mass very quickly. And to do that, they're going to have to be very creative on both pricing and also on benefits. So it'll be very interesting to see what they launch and their distribution and so on. I think it can only be good for consumers because it will give us more choice. We probably should have five players in this market. Now with this new entry, we will have four. But it remains to be seen. And to be honest with you, I suppose the challenge for them, the claims pressures that seem to be impacting all of them equally will obviously affect them over time as well.
So are you finding it harder to find value for people in the market?
Would you believe it? Not so. And I'll tell you why I would say that. Half the population have never shopped around properly. So half of people listening now are probably on the wrong plans. And anybody who's on the same plan, and there are thousands on the same plan for 3 years or more, they are reluctant to change. They're not on corporate plans. They've all the family on the same plan and they haven't put an excess on their policy. So there are thousands now who are still on the wrong plans, and those people need to shop around. I would say, Claire, for people who do it every year, who are really, really disciplined
and diligent,
they're going to struggle to get the exact same benefits at the same premium. But you can make minor changes to your plan, take on a slightly higher excess, you know, mix the plans and split the cover across all your dependents, go for the latest corporate plan. So the insurance companies are launching new corporate plans every month. And if you don't engage or get advice or contact the insurance companies and ask the right questions, you'll miss those deals.
You'll lose out. Right. Well, let's get to our questions. Always so many for you, Dermot. Would you be able to tell me what are the other comparable plans to Irish Life 4D Health 1? This person got a renewal quote of €1,573.60.
OK, good cover, but it has increased quite substantially. I would say to them right now, if they want to stay with that insurance company and save money, check out a new plan called Health Guide 1. And that plan right now is basically €1,436.
With Irish Life,
with
is it?
Irish Life Health. I would check out that plan. If they want to look at other plans across the market, there's another plan which is really good value right now with VHI called PMI 4316. And that plan is €1,450. But to be fair, that person is not overpaying by a huge amount, but they could probably save 10% just by shopping around. In fact, anybody listening who's on 4D Health 1, 2, 3, 4 or 5, good plans, Claire, but they're now too expensive. And those people really should be talking to Irish Life Health about the new Health Guide 1, Health Guide 2 and Health Guide 3. These are the new iterations of that plan that Irish Life now
okay,
have.
Okay, and you'll save about 10% there. So this one says, my current policy is with Leia. It's company care premium with no excess. I have a history of heart disease in my family. I already have a stent. I'm under the care of a cardiologist whom I see annually. Do you have any advice?
Yeah, now that plan, it's an old plan. It's a very good scheme. It's €4,100. And so here's where that person would need to get a full review of their cover because they have an existing underlying condition. I would basically get them to contact Leia Healthcare and check out a new plan that has been launched called Momentum. Now, Momentum is €2,370. It's very close to what they have. In fact, in some respects for outpatient expenses, it will be better. But what they need to do is phone up Leia Healthcare, ask about Momentum, and Leia will have all of their claims on the screen in front of them. And if they like the sound of Momentum, they need to get Leia to confirm that all of my underlying conditions that you've or claims you've paid so far will be pretty much paid to the same degree on that plan. Mm-hmm. But their plan is very, very, it's an old plan, and that's why it's so expensive.
Very expensive. If so you're saying that could save around 2,000 plus.
Absolutely. That plan, if they like that plan, it'll save them about €1,800. If they're not happy with that, they would need to speak to an advisor and get a full market review because we want to make sure that all the conditions and all the treatments maybe that are pending or ongoing, that they will be covered to the same degree. In other words, they won't find after a year all their savings have been wiped out.
OK, quick one from a texter. With the cost of living, I had health insurance, but I got rid of it. And now I'm looking at a cash plan instead. Any advice?
Yeah, cash plans have really, they always come to the fore when health insurance rates start spiralling. So HSF Health Plan is the main provider in the market. VHI and Leia have cash plans, but I would definitely suggest they look at the cash plans from HSF Health Plan.
What is a cash plan?
These plans, Claire, they are designed, they're really good. I've had one for my family for years, right? They're designed to cover all your out-of-pocket expenses. So for example, if I get 50% back on my GP visit on my health insurance, I'll get the other 50% back on my cash plan. They also include like GP, physiotherapy, all dental, all optical, and they also give you a cash allowance for every night you're in hospital. So they're not health insurance, and they'll stress that they're not a substitute for health insurance. But for example, there's a plan called One Scheme 3 for an individual. I think it's about €550, really good value. And for a family, HSF have these three plans called FCA, FCB and FCC. I'm sorry about this, but they are fantastic value. I would simply suggest that that person phone up HSF, tell them what cover they're looking for, tell them their budget, and they will then, they have about 15 plans, they will recommend a plan that suits
them. But do the health insurers offer the cash plans as well?
So VHI and Leia Healthcare have cash plans. They're kind of redundant. What they were doing was when people were cancelling their cover in their droves, they were putting them onto the cash plans for 12 months. And if you then upgraded again to health insurance, they would allow you to do so with no waiting periods. They don't actively sell their plans. They wouldn't be as good value as the HSF health plans. HSF, by the way, are a charity. So they have a charity side and an insurance side. And very simply, any monies left over after they pay all their claims, they pay it to Irish charities. And
so it's a not-for-profit.
Exactly, yeah. Like I like the whole ethos behind the company, but their cover and their plans are very good, but they are not a substitute for health insurance.
And it's really important to make that point. Now, I'm in my 30s, says this listener. I started paying health insurance recently, Benefit Access 300 with Irish Life. It's due for renewal, but the prices have gone up again. I haven't used it once. I'm considering leaving off, to be honest. Would there be any plans with similar benefits that might be available cheaper?
Okay, so that plan they're on is now €1,060. It is a very good mid-level plan. I would suggest they can probably save close to €100. Claire, there's a plan with Leia Healthcare now called Signify Care, which is €980. I would suggest they look at that. I would urge them, though, not to cancel. And the reason being is that even though they're in their 30s, one day case procedure, one gastroscopy, one colonoscopy, one mole removal in a private hospital is going to cost them about €1,500. It's covered by their plan. Mm. If they need to get an MRI quickly, those MRIs can cost €200 to €500. I would urge them to stay in, but I am worried because I think a lot of younger people in particular, with these increases of 10 to 20%, they're going to find it's going to become unaffordable. They may have to reduce the cover down, so it's nearly meaningless. And I think a lot of people now like that are going to consider maybe cancelling their cover, which is regrettable. But I would encourage them to check out that plan first of all.
OK, give us the name of that.
It's called Signify Care.
Signify.
And it's with Laya Healthcare. There is another plan with Irish Life Health, but their excess will be going from 300 to 500. I would just suggest they check out that Signify Care scheme first of all.
All right. This is a couple, 54 and 57, in good general health. They've no children. They have health access with VHI, but the renewal notice says that we'll be changing to Advance Care 100, and that's got maternity care in there. They don't need that. So what should they be doing?
OK, so this is a really good question. So there's 150,000 VHI members right now who are on the old plans, health access, the old Plan B, Plan B options and so on. Those plans have now been discontinued. So they're going to be offered an alternative. So their old plan was 2,270. The one they're being offered right now is 2,300 euros. So in around the same price. It's still a lot of money. If they want to stay with VHI and they want to keep the same standard of cover, they pretty much have to take that Advanced Care 100 scheme. I would once again suggest check out a plan, two plans with Laya Healthcare. One is called Simply Connect Plus, 1,950, and the other one is called Simply Connect, which is 1,812. They could potentially save, you know, 180 to 400 euro by shopping around, and they will keep full cover for things like hips, knees and shoulders and cataracts. But they need to be careful not to go too low, Claire, because they could be reducing their cover for those very procedures. But there are some savings definitely to be made there.
All right. This is another interesting one. This listener's parents have moved to a nursing home and they say, my mum is still on Laya Simply Connect Plus and dad is on Laya Essential Health 300. Given the nursing home costs, we're looking at a cheaper plan for both of them. So what would you advise?
And this comes up all the time when people go into, you know, full-time nursing care. The probability of them being admitted to private hospitals obviously reduces, so they're probably going to rely more on public hospitals. I would suggest right now the Essential Health 300 that I think one of her parents is on, 1,350, that is a good level of cover. I would probably suggest right now the other parent who's on Simply Connect Plus, put them on the same plan. That's going to save them 700 euro for this year. And they still have a decent level of cover just in case they need an urgent day case procedure or something like that. As maybe the likelihood of them accessing any private services in hospitals reduces or diminishes, they could look at reducing their cover further over time. But I would suggest right now put both of them on the Essential Health 300 with Laya, and that'll save them over 700 euro.
All right, that's good advice with a good saving. This listener says, my health insurance is due to renew in a few days. My plan is PMI 4810. We love the names, don't we? With the VHI, it's 1,680 euro. I'm 59 years old. I'm a single male. I'm employed and in good health.
OK, so here's the thing. That PMI 4810 has increased. Today, it costs 1,908 euro. So they just need to check where that rate is from, number one, just to be make sure they have the correct rate. It is a good private room corporate plan. If they want to shop around, there is another plan with a VHI, which is quite similar. I'm sorry, but this is called PMI 2410 and it'll save them 100 euro. Claire, I would suggest they shop around. For example, Laya Healthcare have a plan called Principal, which is 1,735 and it's broadly similar, covers the same hospitals up to a private room. That could save them nearly 200 euro per adult. And Irish Life have a plan, that Health Guide 3 that I mentioned, currently 1,790 euro.
Mm-hmm.
And all very, very good plans. But if they didn't want a private room, so let's assume they don't want a private room. By the way, they also get 75% back on GP and consultants fees. They could look at semi-private corporate plans. Like I mentioned, PMI 4316 with VHI. And that plan, if they like it, that plan will save them nearly 500 euro. So there are definite options there. So hopefully that helps them.
OK, let's go to some quick ones coming through on text here as we chat. So John is in Dublin. He says himself and his wife are both 71. They're on Laya Simplicity. The premium quote is 25% higher than last year. Is that right?
It is. Yeah, this is one of the... Now, most of these really good plans are going up anything from 15 to 24%. The Simplicity scheme right now is just over 2,000 euro. But bear in mind, I'm quoting the current rates. Rates will go up again come October, so it depends on their renewal. They have very good cover. It's a private room plan that fully covers hips, knees and shoulders and cataracts. The only way for them really to save money is to start taking risks with their cover. In other words, reductions. In other words, maybe drop down to semi-private cover or maybe not be fully covered for hips, knees and shoulders. given their age, they need to be very, very careful. So, for example, they could look at that Simply Connect scheme that I mentioned, which is very similar to their current plan, but it only covers semi-private accommodation. If they like that plan, it could save them nearly €200 each, and they can stay with Leah, and at least they'll be protecting the most important parts of their cover. I would suggest they look at that scheme. But to be fair, they have selected well. It's still a good scheme.
It's a good scheme, but you need to have a chat and see, do you really want a private room or would semi-private do? And you'd still have the full cover for the hips and knees
exactly.
and so on.
They'd be covered for the same hospitals. It's just when we see the age of a member, we just need to be careful that. And look, once you know exactly what the changes to your cover are and you're happy with them, then, you know, people can proceed to those other plans.
Now, here's a parent who has a daughter who's 25 and the daughter has started working. We had her on our Leia Health policy, Control 150 Connect, costing €854. At renewal, we'd like her to start her own policy. So what would you recommend there, Dermot? She's 25, she has psoriasis, but otherwise very healthy.
I would definitely be taking her off that policy, first of all. It's an old plan, and she's now being charged the full adult rate, or will be when she turns 26. For, you know, a healthy 25-year-old, really good cover with Leah. So start with the Inspire scheme, 1,428. Or they have another plan, which I really like, called Core Connect, which is 1,480. They can save about €400 and still have that child on a fantastic level of cover, which will give them 50% back on all their routine expenses. And bear in mind, for everybody listening, there is no issue whatsoever having everybody on the same policy, but all on different plans.
Right.
So having everybody on the same plan is not a good idea. Mm-hmm. It usually means you're overspending.
Yeah. Of course, there's the other issue now with her having to pay the bill herself. That's a conversation for the family.
Yeah, I wish them the best of luck with that one.
This listener has Leia Essential Health 300 and would like to know, is there anything better for two pensioners?
No, I would say to them, stay as they are. They've selected well, 1,350. What's good about that plan, it's actually the lowest cost plan on the market, where you still keep full cover for hip replacements and knee replacements. There's no other real kind of added extras built in there. It's a good functioning plan. Right now, if they can, first of all, they're not overspending and they won't get those benefits at a lower cost. So I would urge them to try and stay where they are.
How much is that plan, do you know, Dermot? Just for other listeners who might be thinking of taking out insurance.
1,350 is the cost of that particular plan. Now, it's a good plan for people who want mid-level cover but are really worried about the hips, knees and shoulders. It's not a full corporate plan, so it doesn't have the best cardiac cover and it doesn't give you money back on routine expenses. But for anybody who's on that plan right now and is wondering, can I get the same cover cheaper, you know, don't. I would say stay where you are. You're not going to get equivalent cover with the other insurance companies until we see what the fourth player does when they eventually come in.
Yeah, I mean, we know the prices are going up, but as you say, there's still a bit of value to be had out there. And with this other player coming in, then who knows what's going to happen coming up to Christmas and into the new year.
Absolutely. Well, there's a couple of very quick things. VHI are bringing in a 25% discount for children's cover from the 1st of October. That means those 15% that I mentioned, for a lot of families, that'll mean only 6%. Mm-hmm. Leia have a free cover offer right now. So shopping around is really what people need to
Dermot,
do.
Dermot, great to have you with us. Thank you very much. And that's it for today.